Blog Talk Radio.
It's a new thing that's sweeping the land when you don't know which way to go. The answer is Jesus and Elevation Radio.
Oh, yeah. I love it. This is Elevation Radio. God bless you. And it's where we spotlight positive people doing positive work while serving a positive God. And that God's name is Jesus. I would like to thank our sponsor, and that is God. Oh, if you don't like God, then you should turn to another channel, because we got him coming and going. Yes, indeed. And so we are blessed. Our verse to rehearse is Proverbs 25 and 25. And it says, like cold water to a weary soul, so is good news from a distant land. Good news. That's something positive. And so we're going to talk today. Our subject matter is always bet on black. For those who don't like the color black, you should turn away. Let me say it again. I like it. It makes me excited. Always bet on black. And the sub theme is, are you for the black media movement? Are you for the black media movement? So we might be rustling some feathers today. So I might have to have a quick word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you for this day and time. We thank you for your loving kindness and mercy. For what we're about to discuss, we ask you to breathe on it, bless it, and make it grow. In Jesus' name, amen. And so right there, you ought to clap your hands right there. Fantastic. And we're going to be talking to a professor, a godfather of journalism. I call him Sir David Murphy. When I say that name, Sir David Murphy, people ought to clap their hands everywhere. Sir David Murphy, God bless you, is with us today. And we want to thank him for being on this program, Elevation Radio 1. God bless you. Hello, Sir David Murphy. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. And yourself, sir?
Oh, I'm coming along, sir. God is blessing me. And if you're hearing this, he's blessing you. If you have an opinion,
amen.
After what we're about to go and talk about, then call in at 1-914-205-5353. That's 1-914-205-5353. Let me read this preface. It says, historically, we have allowed white privilege to design our image, Lord have mercy, filled with fraudulent stories and yellow journalism, racism, and buffoonery. But now it is time, I even say past the time, to seize our collective and social image and to clarify our truth and establish our right and value in being unabashedly black. Our royalty can never be denied, and so we take time to share in wisdom with the general of black media, and that's you, Sir David Murphy. And so of the National Black Unity News. Let me say it again. It's so exciting. The National Black Unity News. And we love to have you here. The title, Always Bet on Black, was from a movie that I watched, Passenger 57, with Wesley Snipes, who played a character called John Cutter, security airline specialist. And one of the scenes that caught my attention, never forgot it, when things were going downhill and people were doubting, he rescued things and saved the day. And he says, always bet on black.
Okay.
That's where it came from. And so so tell me more about you, sir. What do you want folks to know about Sir David Murphy?
Well, first of all, giving honor to God, first and foremost, because without him, there is no me. And I know it's a privilege and an honor just to be here with you, sir, and to be with your listening audience. And there's a lot to David Murphy, as well as yourselves, because you know we all are uniquely made, and we are original. And so when you talk about David Murphy, yes, I'm original. You know, all the way cut, you know, from the beginning to the end. And of course, you know, without God, I said it before, and I will constantly repeat this. You know, the reason why I'm here is by divine inspiration. And And when it comes to this publishing businesses, National Black Unity News, all of that came from divine intervention. I'm just a conduit or a tool to be used or being used. And that's an honor and a privilege because I have the opportunity to meet so many wonderful people like yourself, Pastor Steve Turner, and so many others that's doing wonderful works. And I've been blessed to provide a table where everybody can bring something to the table, then we all can feast upon it. And that's what the National Black Unity News is a collaboration of business owners and services that has come together for the upliftment of black African Americans. I know some of you don't like being called black, some of you don't like being called African, but you people who are melanated, people who are dark-skinned, and when you call yourself indigenous, whatever you call, but you know the world sees us one way, but God sees us another way. But since we have to operate on various principles and various laws, well, I say we have to operate on, we have to operate in man's laws, we have to operate on natural laws, and most importantly, we have to operate on God's laws. And
so, watch yourself, sir. Watch yourself now. It's getting outrageous.
But yes, but in any case, you know. I can go on and on and on because I am truly a blessed man. I'm not just saying that because it sounds it's seasonal or anything like that, but I am one truly blessed man. And before I'm going to get back to you, Steve, let me just share this with you. You know, a year ago today, I don't know if you recall, I was laying up in the hospital, just got operated on, it was last year, on October the 26th.
Yep, I still got pictures of you.
And I was looking at a picture of myself, and I posted it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me laying up there with all those tubes and
yes, sir.
Cuts and bruises and everything else. And here I am today, still standing. So, and people, you
come
don't
on now.
Know, you know, I've been through a lot in a lifetime, but you know, God has kept me around for the reason, and I know there's work to be done, and I'm just so glad and honored and privileged to be on the battlefield. Back to you, sir.
Speaking of work, we've got a caller also. I want to get this point across before I go to the caller. What's the vision of the National Black Unity News?
Well, the vision is pretty much, there's a lot of tentacles to the National Black Unity News, but one of the major ones is this. I often tell people this. You mentioned something earlier. You know, we own less than 1% of the media. I'm talking about black media here in the United States. So therefore, we have a very small voice. And the larger media services pretty much dictates to what we hear and see. And it kind of controls our mindsets. And the media is a powerful tool, powerful. Because even God himself said, words do not come back void.
Oh,
and, you know, and God spoke words into being. Everything came into being by words. And so, you know, I'm dealing with such an astronomical tool here. And in this media I was speaking about, the National Black Unity News is just one voice in that small, minute voice that we have. But you know what? It's becoming, since its inception, has become such a powerful voice. You know, I am so proud to say we had just passed over a year now. And I was just online looking at this website called blacknews.com. And they highlight black newspapers. And they said that there's about 200 black newspapers here in the United States. And that's a very small, minute number when you talk about media. But I looked at them, those various publications, and they pretty much kind of cookie-cutter, like, and they serve geographical areas. But the National Black Unity News, not comparing ourselves to them, but I'm just saying how useful the publication is. We are a nationwide circulated newspaper. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was looking at the staff members of each one of those public, the top 10 largest ones. And the largest one of all of those 200 had about 20 people on board with them, working with that publication. And I went down our list of participating people. But did you know we passed 45 people that's operating on this paper today? Therefore, we are one of the most we are the largest newspaper with as far as staff and support is concerned.
Well,
and
are you saying that you
just went out the block, and so we are one. I'm just honored. Thank you.
You got 45 black people working together. It's incredible.
Yes, I do.
Clap your hands. That's amazing.
I can add about 10 more, but I just want to be safe.
I got you. Let's go to this caller, see if his caller's still here. And let's see here. All right. Welcome to Elevation Radio 1. How can we help you?
Hello. My name is Wayne Randall. Am I coming through okay?
You're coming through fine, sir.
Oh, I'm actually, I'm a finance editor with the National Black Unity News, and I was listening to you two talk and Mr. Murphy take his bow, and he is all the things that he said that he is. And I mean, just meeting him, it was divine when I did meet him. I think it was maybe 6 or 7 months ago at a men's meeting that we generally have at the Tory Cafe on 25th and St. Paul Street.
Oh, yeah. Now, talk about that for a second.
Okay.
What's the name of that? Mm-hmm. Name of that? See, that the National Black Unity News causes other organizations to blossom as well. What's the organization?
Yes, that's correct. I believe it's called the Cherry Cafe.
That's the location. That's a name for the organization that's getting all the black men together in Baltimore. What's the name of it again?
Black Men Unifying Black Men. Yeah.
Can you say it again, sir? It's got music to my ears. Say it again.
Black Men Unifying Black Men.
One more time for the Holy Ghost.
Black Men Unifying Black Men.
Woo! I tell you. It's like I took a vacation. And, I love it. Go ahead.
And actually, you know, what's good about that is, you know, generally people come aboard on things when it has something to do with just their interests. But this is not just about this. It's about a collective mindset where people come in to other people's environments or endeavors and contribute in one way or another how they can. Mm. As to whatever that brother's doing. We have people dealing with the homeless. We have people dealing with services, psychological services. We got law people with lost services that they're dealing with. People with restaurants and cafes. Yeah.
That's important to me right there. Cafes.
Yeah. And this is what Black Men Unifying Black Men. This is a lot of what the theme and the mindset about that is all about. You know, we all have our own agendas part of this main, this media or this launching pad that we own, the National Black Unity News. Which I'm really happy to be a part of. I'm an accountant. I'm a defense contractor in D.C. But this is all bigger than that. It's bigger than me.
You're an intellectual giant, sir.
My part.
That's fantastic.
I'm just adding my part to be able to elevate and edify and educate people through what I'm doing to try to help people with cash flow and budgeting and setting.
You said cash flow.
Cash flow. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got issues, budget, sir. Help me out.
Those are resources that you have control of outside of anything outside of FICA or Medicaid or whatever else comes out. And what's left with you is for you to manage those means from one paper.
My wife's taking all my money, sir. My wife's taking all my money.
Actually,
I need help.
Your business partner. She's a business partner, but you got to talk to her about that, but. I'm going to switch it back over to you, Pastor.
Put your number out there in case for your title and also for what your profession. If folks need to get an accountant, very important.
My name is Wayne Randall. My number is 443-726-6693, and my webpage is www.yourfinance-information.com.
Your finance-info.com.
That's it.
And this is the type of wisdom and wealth of knowledge you get when you subscribe and become part of the National Black Unity News. This is fantastic. Thank you, kind sir.
Okay. All right.
Well, glad to have you.
Thank you.
Let's go back to, yes, sir. Let's go back here to Sir David Murphy.
Yes, Randall, you know, I briefly met him, and I'm just tell you this story. I think I told it to you one time before. My partner, Bill Gooden and myself, you know, when we came up with the idea, and I know y'all just mentioned Black Men Unifying Black Men, but Bill was the gentleman who actually had the concept. He's the one that brought the core members together. And we've been around for 4 years, over 4 years now. Thousands of black men has come through this organization. Even, you know, and a lot of people ask us, "What, you know, what have y'all doing? What are you doing?" Our agenda was just getting men to come together just to know one another. We didn't have what you had to do, A, B, C, D, and E, but I'm going to tell you this. So many people have done collaboration together, have formed businesses together, exchanged information together. People have gotten jobs, new businesses have started, networking, and all sorts of things. Even the National Black Unity News was sparked from out of that as well. And so, you know, kudos to the Black Men Unifying Black Men and those brothers like and myself who have, you know, coordinated that. But get into people like Mr. Wayne Randall. That's how I met him as well. And I shared one of the publications with him. And he had ideas about helping people with their financing. And see, that's the whole beauty about the National Black Unity News. It's a bunch of like-minded people who generally care about their people, our people. Mm-hmm. And they want to share information. So it's a win-win situation. Not only does he get an opportunity to do what he does and help people with finances, because that's his area of expertise. And now he educate people in that particular through his articles. And if anybody need help in those, you know, in their finances, which the majority of us do, then feel free to give that brother a call. Now, the National Black Unity News is unique in so many different ways because, like I said before, it's a collaboration. And we don't operate like most normal newspapers because we're not normal. And what's so unique about it, because we are just like Mr. Wayne Randall and just like you, sir, Pastor Steve Turner, who had put articles in the publication, and he's in this issue too with advertisement. And it's such a variety of services. I'm talking about people not only just say, well, you know, I do this, but they share information with you. They give you the tips and some of the do's and don'ts. Don't do this, don't do, or do this and do that, so that they not only save you money, but they can help you make some money too as well. So it's a wealth of information, people who care about us. And this publication not only is for us, and it's by us as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Matter of fact, if someone's listening right now and is so excited that has literary skills or wants to be an editor, wants to be a writer, wants to be a sponsor, or just wants to get their hands on a hot issue of the National Black Unity News, it's like wisdom of counselors counseling you almost for free. How can they get their hands on an issue?
Well, it's a variety of ways. First of all, we have an online and a physical hard copy newspaper that you can hold in your hand. But the online newspaper, you can go to www.nationalblackunitynews.com, the National Black Unity News.com. Or you can call 443-455-2373, and we have subscriptions. We can actually have it delivered to your home or office.
Watch
and we have a few locations around town, but that's not generally the way we will market. But, you know, we can go to a few locations here locally. We are based here in Baltimore, but we are a nationwide black newspaper. And the second thing is, too, we are now partnering with all types of organizations who are using our publication as a tool to raise funds. And so the publication is $2 for the physical hard copy, but it's free online. But there's a segment, a remnant of people who still wants to hold this publication in hand. And I'm going to say this too, not toot my own horn, but then again I am. Because if I don't shout out, if I don't tell my brother to tell
you,
if you don't toot your horn, maybe nobody else will. And so, but you know, again, this publication is made on, I'm talking about, because I did that personally. It's on the highest stock of newsprint that you can get. And it's full color all the way through. And
it's
sturdy. It's a sturdy publication. That means it would stand the test of time. And most people who get this publication, as the model would say, it's like having a book. You don't rare fish up in this type of publication. This is a key stake. This is history being made. This is a foundational publication because, as I just said before, we've been around a year, and already we have over 40-something people on staff who's working with this publication, which makes us the largest operating, in-house publication that's, you know, with that many people involved in one publication.
In America.
And we had just begun.
This is fantastic. Can you give me an idea of, give the listeners an idea of the type of writers or articles that you may have inside of this this mall of minority activity?
Okay, well, let me say this to you. You know, we have, we have people, real estate, we have media, we have finance, we even have faith-based. We have youth services. We have people concerned about, rich, you know, social programs, sporting programs, all types of people. You know, most anything concerned. But, you know, again, the inspiration is about this. If you, who hear my voice right now, you have a business or a service and you know that it can enhance our people's quality of life. You know that it can be a blessing to our people. Not only just you making money, but you know that you can generally help our people, then you need to call me. You see, that's one thing that I've done with this publication. If you see anybody in this publication, there's a thing, and I know that you're well aware of this gift. You know, we all of us have gifts, or some of us have multi gifts, you know, talents and services. But, you know, one of mine is discernment. And, you know, I have a feel for people. I can kind of get this thing about people that I can see if you're genuine or not. That, I don't mean, you know, anybody can make a mistake or anybody can do that. But I have this thing where if you talk to me and you're sincere about helping our people, then I'll give you an opportunity not only to help you survive and help you to make money, but at the same time help our people. You know, it's a three-way win. I win, you win, and most importantly, our people win. And so if you have those type of services, and I don't care, you know, just all I need to do is just talk to you. You can call me, David Murphy, at 443-455-2373. This is not a type of business where you have to have a PhD or your resume had to be so extensive. Your heart got to be right, though. Your intentions have to be right. And if you can pass that test, then, you know, just give us a call because this ship has already sailed and is docking in many ports. And I don't know where it's going to end up at, but I have a strong, very strong suspicion this publication will be long after I go. I believe my grandchildren, my great-great-grandchildren are going to enjoy the National Black Unity News. Back to you.
A legacy, leaving a legacy. Why do I feel that we can also possibly have the National Black Unity News TV show?
Well, you know, that's always been in the works. You know, like I said, this publication has so many tentacles attached to it. Not only that, you know, I believe there's a program, a radio station called Elevation. There was a collaboration with that. I think I'm on his airways right now with this brother, and he and I talked one time about taking things to the next level.
Some short brother, yeah.
And this is another thing that people that I will say this on air. You know, yeah, it's a good thing that you come and we join forces to, you know, in collaboration and putting the National Black Unity News. But see, I, David Murphy, go many steps beyond that. See, I call myself, and I believe this too, I'm a servant of servants. And everybody that's in that publication, you know, I do my best to serve them on a personal note. If I see some talents in you and you are not moving in those talents, I try to encourage you to go steps further, step outside the box. And when you mentioned radio, I wish that everybody who's in the National Black Unity News have a radio program and a television program. I've had tools and equipment already in place. It's just that I have to take one step at a time, I guess. You know, I'm a multitasker, but my visions are extremely, you know, when you deal with God, I mean, the things, they astronomical. When I try to tell people the visions of the National Black Unity News, most people can't even go around the corner. Yeah, I'm taking them out in the atmosphere. Sometimes they can't see that huge vision. So we have to take small steps ahead of time for some people, but, you know, for those who's ready to run, you know, I can run with you. But that TV show, media, like I said before, we own less than 1% of that media by any means necessary. Radio, TV, live stream, whatever you have to do, get that name out there. You have to do all this. Like I say, 1% is a very minute, small voice.
Mm-hmm. And that's why that the images that mainstream media usually puts out are usually racist in its nature. And so, personally, I've heard people say I really don't watch the news because it's so depressing. It's got, you know, murders and just the low levels of people's personality, crimes and things of this nature. It's so depressing. And I've discovered that when and around town, especially around here in Baltimore, that if you're doing something positive and it displays black people and the black youth in a positive light, you'll never see the media.
Well, that's another thing you think about the National Black Unity News. We don't put who shot John in there. Or who don't know. You know, you get enough of that from all, like you say, that other larger community. You can get that type of news in the streets, on the corners, on the internet. And by the time I hit a newspaper, it's old news pretty much. And but, you know, what we do, we have positive information in our publication. You know, like I said, we get enough negative stuff. So everything that comes out of the National Black Union, we hit heavy on certain subject matters, but the truth will make us free. But we don't put down any group of people. We don't call names out and things like that. But if you have ears to hear and eyes to see, you'll get the message. But like I said, if you want some true, upliftment, life-changing, life-altering information, then the National Black Unity News is for you, because we are not like traditional newspapers.
I like it. Let's challenge this. Since we have this program is sort of taken into an account of the positive power of black men, let me say that, try some here. I guess on this segment, we're not going to allow women to call in because we're just focusing on the power and the authenticity and the effectiveness of black men. So we're not going to let women call in. And if you're trying to call in, then, you know, just don't do it. Don't call in at 1-914-205-5353 if there are any African-American or ladies, do not call in because it's a man show only. And so I forbid you from calling in at 1-914-205-5353. We're just going to focus on men, positive, powerful black men. And you didn't see the beauty of what I just said. Because normally when I tell my wife she can't do something, she's going to do it anyway.
That's right. Subliminal messages are powerful.
Yeah. I'll be in trouble, but it's okay. Now, I discovered here, by doing some research, that black is required for all other colors to have depth or variations of hue, which basically means that you couldn't get auburn, you couldn't get maroon, you couldn't get white, you couldn't get anything without black as the basic foundational color.
Well,
so always
been
on black.
That, you know, that's deep, man. You're getting real deep, bro. But let me just say this now. You know, man has come leaps and bounds when it comes to scientific discoveries. And man has done extensive research. Man can sit up there and pick up a rock and tell you when it had this formation and what was in the ocean and what's this, that. But the original man, they know out of Africa, was black man. The woman, Lucy, as they called her, black. So we the father and mother of civilization, based on scientific fact, but in geographical location. And and all peoples come from us. Now, if you take anything that is original and you dilute the original, it may be similar to the original, but it's nothing like the original. That's why, if we're going to get real heavy into this subject about blackness and black men, you know, Steve, you are passing on, you understand this, but you know, you would understand. I hope your audience do too. You know, I read the Bible on several occasions, many occasions, and I believe the first thing God did, that he said, well, they even came from out of darkness, then came light. And when finally God put man on her, based on Genesis, there was no woman around. There was just man and God.
Yes, it did.
And
it was quiet.
The first thing God told man to do, he put gifts in stone. He told him, just eat garden. He said, I want you to subdue it. I want you to take care of it. I want you to protect it. I want you to multiply it. I want you to do. Mm-hmm. He put man straight to work. These gifts and talents in man. And man, and then women came on the scene. And I believe, this is David Murphy intake. You know, we all have our interpretations. But a lot of our issues right now, see, you know, most of us look without. We're looking all outside. We're looking for jobs. We're looking for somebody to edify us. We're looking all over the place. But most of us will not look within. Our original gifts. See, God planned. We are a garden of Eden. And if you find those gifts that God, and you nurture those gifts, just like he said with that garden. If you pursue it and you do these things with those gifts and they grow, and God said these gifts will make a way for you. And not only that, and woman would never truly respect a man until this man finds his gifts. And she knows it. She would recognize it.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You didn't just go there, did you?
Yes, I did.
I got to verify that. If there's a, if there's a woman out there who's not afraid, who's not scared, to call in at 1-914-205-5353 and verify this statement made by Sir David Murphy. Do you really want a man who is lazy, shiftless, playing Xbox all day? Or do you want a man who's working? Or do you want a man who is actually starting his own company, running his own ship? I mean, what do you want? Let us know. Some brothers that are listening, maybe to get to act together, if you can hear a soft voice woman, call in at 1-914-205-5353. Or maybe they're afraid. I mean, don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Call in.
Yeah, come on, call on in. And guess what else? See, you know, when a woman recognizes a man, see, a man, when a man starts nurturing his gifts, you know, that's what a level of respect that he has for himself. You know, you got to earn respect sometimes. See, when you have your gifts and you nurture those gifts and you work in your gifts, I don't care if it's bricklaying, artistry, I don't care what it is. When a man has enough confidence in himself, a woman will detect that. And a man would do, if he's ever to protect his garden, and if he ever to, you know, to do all of those things that I mentioned before, he would do that same thing for that woman as well. And so, you know, until black people, now I'm getting back to this black thing, until black people look within themselves and respect our gifts. And I'm going to say this, Steve, I got this time. You know, I thank God for you, sir, and I thank God for this time. But I got to say this to my people who are listening to this show. Do you know, I'm going to tell you how strong black people, after all the stuff, just here in the United States, after all the stuff we have been through, the slavery, the passing, everything, discrimination, all peoples over this world despise black people, pretty much. Don't think they're better than we are. And they are nothing but our children. They're the offspring of the original man. And but guess what? Even in the hood of the hoods, people come from all over the world to set up shop in the hood. To glean the hood. So that's something right there. Even in our poorest state, there's rich.
You mean the
state.
Urban market? It's called the urban market.
No, that's what they call it. But they come from all over the world to do that. Now, can you imagine? Until the time comes when we take back what's rightfully ours. When the man finds his true gifts and nurtures those gifts. And when men stand up and take their rightful place. Their rightful role in society. Not only would the hood get right, but this whole world going to get right. Because things go back into order again.
Because God said that the man is the head, Lord have mercy, which means he is the source of the supply for everything that is here. That we were supposed to subdue the earth, subdue and have dominion. Which means you don't let an herb, you don't let a piece of weed, you don't let a cocaine run you run it. God have mercy. Get yourself together.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what God was talking about. Now, you have a problem with that, you can come at David Murphy, but you better go to God with that. That's God's work.
That's
God's,
God's work.
Order.
And they got to come through me first before they get to you, Sir David Murphy.
All right.
So we've got we've got, it says here that color, black, the color black means, it means power. It means strength. It means authority. And another word that other folk here just can't do. It means sophistication. Because in most cases, they had to learn it through us.
And guess what
else,
too?
When they see the gifts in us, they try to steal it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and guess what else? And that's exactly what they see. You know, I'm going to tell you about the media that I serve. You know, I'm the industry that I work in. The media is so powerful. It is another tool. It's called propaganda. And see, and that's what the media does. It changes the way you think. It changes your mindset. It'll turn, make you think black is white and white is black. If you get enough of the mind, like I say, we humans had this thing. We be said this and we believe it sometimes. And this media, even through subliminal messages.
That's right.
Through fairy tales. Everything is good is white and everything is black is poison or is dangerous or this, that. Then
yeah,
you got to think
yeah.
on that, the dark web. All kinds of stuff, you know. Like everything that dark supposed to be bad. And you just and you just said the true meaning of those words. And so, you know, so this is what man would do if he would allow him to use your mind and take your soul and your spirit from you. That's why I say you had to look within. When you find yourself, when you find the God within yourself, man, I tell you, see, this is the beauty of the things that I see. I see people like you see. That brother just left off the airways, brother Wayne Randles. I say, this gift, it's, I love this gift because I see some things, just a glimpse of potential in people. And I see if they nurture those, if they have dominion over those gifts, the works that I see that these that people like yourself can do. But, you know, we have so many hindrances that we have to overcome. You know, I mean, obstacles all over. You know, man-made obstacles, women-made obstacles, society obstacles. We got all kinds of stuff that a black man, especially a black man, has to overcome.
Yes, sir. Yes,
indeed. But until black men, like we're doing right now, reason together, coming together, supporting one another. See, we right now, you and I, we dangerous. We dangerous men. Far as society
That's right.
is concerned. Because we dare to stand up and stand out and speak truth to power.
Come on now.
And by being in the media, media is a powerful tool. I'm a dangerous man as far as the larger society is concerned. So I have potential to start stuff. I have potential to sway people's minds.
For the positive.
That's right. I don't care, but
and
still,
they,
but you know, but that's the, but like I said, I hate to say it, I'm going to take a real now. Well, there was a man sitting in jail right now who made an attempt to buy a major black network.
Yes, it did.
And since the time when he made that decision, his whole world fell apart. I guess he felt just like Job. Everything
Bill
was
Cosby.
Taken away from him.
Yeah, Bill Cosby was trying to buy NBC. And I think, what's that guy's name, Dr. McGriff, on YouTube said that's when he made the mistake. But we're not going to let no N-I-G-G-E-R buy one of the most lucrative communication institutions. Has he lost his mind?
And not only that,
yeah.
Too much power for one man. That's that. You know, man, I'm just say this, you know, there's no limitation to what man will or will not do. Man can be extremely dangerous, not only to himself, but everything around him. And greed and everything else is a positive, a powerful negative tool. And, but like I say, you know, we are like precious stone. When the black man awakens on a collective basis, this whole world has to change.
Well,
that's why all of those beautiful things come from out of natural stuff, come from out of Africa, just like us. Natural things was within us. Yes, treasures, man. We just had to go down there and start digging them out.
Well, watch out now. You just talked up the vice president of Praise Unlimited and ST Ministries is now calling in. Hold on a second. All right, you're on the line.
Yes,
Elevation Radio.
Yes.
Are you trying to disguise your voice?
No.
Because if you are, I know exactly who you are.
Yes, of course you do. I'm calling to reiterate on.
Reiterate. Ooh, go ahead now.
About what type of man we women would like to have.
Oh, we got a brave soul. Sir David Murphy, we have a brave soul. A woman has called in to answer your question.
Well, yeah. I, first of all, give it honor to you. Much love and
thank
respect.
And
if I can, I will. You know, if you have a suggestion, or I'm a good listener, or you a question, you know, you take it from there.
Now, realize before you speak now, you represent all women because no other woman has called in. So you're representing all the women in America. Go ahead.
I feel like, you know, women in period, like men who does work, like a guy who's responsible, who looks out for them, who's caring, and who's loving. A woman doesn't like men who doesn't do none of those things. They have a lot of respect for a man if he keeps himself up. That applies to hygiene, working hard, and doing all the things that he knows that a woman likes for him to do. And so the question you were saying, or what you were talking about, if I can understand it better, that all the things that a woman like a man to do, was that it?
I was saying that when a man finally gets within himself and he nurtures those gifts the way God asked him when he first put a man to work, and whatever those gifts and talents may be, whatever may lead him, if he subdued those gifts, if he nurtured those gifts, he would create a level of respect for himself. And when a man has enough respect for himself, he would definitely have respect for his work. He would have respect for life, and most importantly, would have respect for women. And he'll realize not only is he special, but he will realize the gift that God that women are not only to help him, but one of his most precious gifts that he could ever have to help him. And when a man recognizes himself, then he can really recognize the woman. He won't be better. He won't be lazy.
Uh-huh.
He won't be trite. He won't be none of those things because, like I said, he earned his respect. And
you
I
sound like
respect
uh-huh.
begets respects.
You sound like a man who has some experience. It's like an old smoothie, sir. Anyway,
well, no, let me just say this to you. Now, I'm a late bloomer.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
In other words, I was just as confused as the average man is because I was told all sorts of lies in my life from childhood all the way up. I was told I couldn't do this. I was told that I'm second-class citizen. I stood in my lifetime at a counter where people wouldn't even wait on me. People turned their nose up and didn't know me.
Wow.
But despised me. And then, you know, like I tell you, media is a powerful tool. I saw nothing but negativity when they show black people, when they show black people on television. Amos and Andy, Stephen Fletcher, the Little Rascals. But then I saw the Beavers and everybody else. Oh, we didn't live like that.
Nope.
Right.
And I had no low self-esteem. And so when I didn't respect myself, I didn't respect nothing around me.
Well, so here's the other piece of that. Here's the other piece of that. The media also goes in to show that for black women, especially since the soaps, that the black man has no kind of wisdom. He's shiftless. He's lazy. And to get what you want, the materialistic stuff, you got to go white. You got to get a white man. He's got all the answers. He's got a business. He's driving a fancy car. And if you have to deal with a black man, you have to wait for him to develop if he ever develops. And then he starts getting grief at home. And so that if you don't get no support at home, after going out into the world, getting kicked in your head, and you come home to get it because she's watching TV and watching a white man have all the answers, as the media suggests, then you really have no motivation. I'm just keeping it real.
That's how dangerous. It's a two-edged sword. Not only do it affect the women, it affects the man, because if a man, like, I use my father. I did a story on my father. My father was a Renaissance man back in the day, and when he came to Baltimore in the 40s, he had 2 years of college. Now, you know, that's like a doctorate degree today, you know. And he come from South Carolina. And as a little boy, when I first could remember myself, we owned a home in a nice neighborhood. I didn't come from the, you know, I was top shelf back in the day. And I watched my father. There's eight of us. Every day he came home, they beat him so bad on the job. I saw him personally turn bitter. I saw him start drinking. I saw him disrespecting my mother. I saw him just didn't care about himself. Now, I watched this great man that I used to idolize as a child deteriorate right in front of my eyes. And one day, as I got older, he and I had a long talk. And we both cried like little babies because we talked man up to man. And he told me the pain and the hurt and the disappointment that he had. And he said when he couldn't do the things for my mother, which is his wife, he couldn't do the things that he wanted to do for his children. How he thought he was going to come here and get this type of job, but yet he was cleaning out toilets. And belittle him, boy, this, that. And, you know, man, you know, if you beat up a man long enough, sometimes he will submit. You know, even the strongest man, because even I myself thought I was the strongest, I don't know what, had gotten beaten down. I'm talking as an adult. And, you know, so things, you know, we only human. That's why you have to be guarded and girded and whatever you have to do. But, you know, that's what, you know, because, you know, and that's why we need each other. Because not only women's getting beaten up, you know, she got to carry the load. And the women have carried the load, hoping for the man to stand up.
Yes.
But they don't sometimes didn't fully understand what that man had to go through.
Right.
And when a man don't feel like a man, or when a man don't think he a man, then you won't get caught. That's what the result in violence and tearing up the communities, beating the children, just, you know, and all of them things are after effects. But the original man, the original ten of man, like I say, if he find and nurture those gifts, but in a fair society, but unfortunately, we don't live in a fair society.
Mm-mm.
But that's why it's so important, Steve. And young ladies on the phone, I think I know who you are, though. I have a great idea. But anyway,
yeah, I got an idea too.
You know, it's never too late. Mm-hmm. You know, God is able and God is good. You know, those gifts are still within you. You know, stop looking all over the place within you. Men, I don't care if you're 67, 80, or you're 10 or 15 or 20. Look within yourself. You'd be surprised the capabilities that you have within yourself. And when you nurture those gifts, and I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to give you some hints. Those things like you do. If you like to draw for some reason, you like to cook, these little things give you, God give you all types of hints. These things that inherited in you, them things that you like to do, feel great about, those are those gifts and talents that God bestows. All you have to do is pursue them. And then when you get that level of respect, and then you can see, just like God said, you can do these things in greater. See, like me, for instance, did you know one time I thought about doing a newspaper after I talked to all of these black people? And then one day, I hauled this paper in my hand just from that original thought. And when the thought came, it was an impossibility from the original thought when I first came. Man, I didn't know. I'm not a writer. I'm not this. All the negatives jumped right all over me. But I pursued it. I worked on it. And before now, please don't think I'm puffing myself up. But I'm an expert in the field. Because I did a job right now, today, of 25 people. You can go to any publishing office, and even the smallest one, they got 5 to 10 people doing certain things in the public. David Murphy can sit here by himself and do all the jobs. Plus, I'm a printer. If I had the press, I could print them, too.
How many years?
You know, but I'm just saying, I'm not taking the glory, but that's what happens when you pursue it, because not only, you know, you get a certain measure, you get a greater measure when you start going after it.
How many years have you been in journalism?
Well, it's about 35, 40 years.
That's a long time, sir. And as a journalism father, you have produced children that have come after you that you helped to train. And I'm going to name one of them. His name is Jerry Big Time Royce of the Praise. Can You Feel the Power? Network of internet radio, TV, movies, documentaries, sound stages. That's Jerry Royce, and you told me that he interned under you.
Yes, he helped develop him. Fashion editor way back in the day, you know. And
that's when he had
and not
hair,
only that, but you know, let me tell you the story. You, I got time because, like I say, you know, one time I told you, I got beaten down one time. You know, my mother was in a hospice situation. And you know, when families come together, you think someone's going to pass the matriarch or the patriarch of the family. Even your own siblings turn on you sometimes because of money,
whatever
that situation may. And half of them, and my mother was going to leave me the house because she said she thought I would do right by my younger sister and brother. She told me
that's
and
right.
told them that as well, but still, some of them got upset about that and they turned on me. Hit my mother in a hospital situation, and then my own brother and sister, ones I used to take care of, turned on. And I went into a state of depression.
Mm.
And then I came out of it because I went to what they call on people, therapists. Because when my mother came home, she was only four blocks away, I couldn't even go down there and sit with her.
Mm.
And I knew something was wrong with me then. But let me just say, to make a long story short, a year later, there was a gentleman by the name, you might know him, Lou Fields.
Little
Bill. Yeah, and he came to me one day and said, David, I'm giving this dinner, Christmas dinner. And he said, man, I want you to come. I ain't seen you in so long. I said, okay. He gave me a ticket. The ticket was about $35. He gave me the ticket, and I went to the strength to go there. And there was Barbara Robinson and a whole bunch of people was there. Only about 37 people. Then it started off. It started off with Miss Robinson. And she said, my name is Barbara. I do this, I do that, and I do. She said, by the way, I want to thank David Murphy.
Oh.
She said, back in the day, because she used to write in my paper too. Back in the day, you know, David and I did this and did that. And then the next person, I do this. The next thing. Do you know 99% of those people in that room called my name? I said, I used to do things with them, and I helped them.
Give him the flowers while he yet liveth. This is fantastic.
You know,
always
then it dawned on me that my life was not in vain. You know, even directly, I helped a lot of people along the way. And I wasn't doing it, but I wasn't doing following God's order. But I'm just saying to say this. You know, sometimes, even the strongest of us get weary sometimes. You can see that all throughout the Bible. Men of the Bible, women of the Bible get weary sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you open up your eyes sometimes and you take that personal inventory, you take that walk and if you looked at over your life and the road that you have chosen to go on, there's a multitude of people that you interact with that you help just by being there for them, just by saying kind words to some people sometimes. You don't know. But today, as wisdom set in, it's been a journey of ups and downs and in and outs. But today, if I can, you know that song, if I can help somebody.
Because
when wisdom set in and those gifts and you nurture those gifts, man, I want to pour it out on somebody. Because it ain't even about me. It's about us. And if anybody in my listening voice, if you want to do something, I don't care what type of business service, I have a lot of wisdom in a lot of different areas, and I would love to help you. I ain't talking about going into your pocket. See, I just want to help you if you want to help others. Back to you, sir.
Fantastic, guys. So that's for the youth. That's for an old dreamer. That's for women. God bless you. If you want to do something for the National Black Unity News and be trained by the godfather of journalism, there, Sir David Murphy is making himself available. Now it's no excuse. You know, you say, well, we can't get ahead. No one will help me out. No, you just put it out there.
Right.
This podcast will be out there forever. And if you really are trying to do something positive and get a craft that no one can take away from you and help your people at the same time, there it is. What you going to do? Listen, I've discovered here that black is the absence of color. They say we're colored. No, black is the absence of color. And so when you think about the fact that you are powerful, aggressive, you are have authority and sophistication, then you know that God made you in his own image. Yeah. Said his hair was like wool, his feet was like polished brass. And so we then understand, woo, I feel like preaching now. It's like understanding that Christ, good God Almighty, was not what you see on the wallpaper, that he was a black man, anointed. No other man could have put dealt with the patience and the nonsense and the stuff that he had to go through and still keep it real. Because we have a certain air, a certain royalty, a certain sense about us, that we don't just fold under pressure. Yeah, and that's the anointing. And so I don't want to call it the black anointing. I call it the black holy anointing. So, you know, when other people are trying to be like you, walk like you, and sing like you, get their lips shot with collagen like you, trying to do implants like you, there's obviously something about you. Always.
You hit the
on black.
Right on.
Got him. Woo. And so.
And even on that note, like
yes,
I say,
sir.
You know, you mentioned all of those things, through all
mm-hmm.
of this stuff. Everything that we've been, we're still, and we're the most forgiving people. See, people are afraid of us.
Oh,
we might do to them what they did to us.
Yep.
And that's a fear that they had. But you know, because we was created in God's image, the original man. And so you talking about ain't that loving you? Ain't that forgiving you too? And but you know, we can learn from the past, but just don't dwell there. Don't let
like
the past hold you hostage. You know,
it's
time. I'm going to tell you this now. This is, I do know, it's time for us as a people. This is our time.
Mm.
The tides have turned.
Mm.
We coming out of bondage, people. I'm serious.
Yes,
and this is time for us to stand up. And our children need us. Our children need us. Man, this is the time. And those of you know who you are. It's time to start moving. Come out of those shells. Come out of those little dark places, man, and come on into the light. Let your voice be heard. Let your talents be shown to people. Use them. Network. Do whatever you have to do. But, you know, this is the turning point again, because the last shall be first and the first shall be last. And so, you know, with that being said, we as a people are survivors, but we as a people are creators. We as a people have done so many things, even though we've been robbed and pillaged and done everything has been done to us. But that original, that closeness to God, the swag that we have, the forgiveness, the love that we have, that's straight from God, because you know that's the original man. We are the original man, and I thank God. Because I don't think no other people could endure what we did. But anything, Steve, again, I know time is upon us, but I just want to, you know, I'm so honored and I'm so privileged to be on the airways with you, because I have a great deal of respect for you, always did. And I think you know that. And, you know, I just want you to know I'm here. And,
I
appreciate you and your wife. Thank you both, you know.
I wish
You're
I knew where she
welcome.
Was.
I'm glad you know who I was.
I wish I knew where she was.
I thought you wanted to be incognito, so I just found
Yeah. Incognito.
Okay. Like everybody knew my voice.
Okay.
Yeah. And so what we're saying basically is that if you want to rise to the top, well, you got 90 seconds. My mama used to say that cream rises to the top no matter where it's poured out of. Get off the corners. Put the Xbox down. My God, stop sniffing the marijuana and the cocaine and the ice and the alligator, whatever else it is, crocodile, and get on your face and knees and ask God, amen, to put you up and surround you with wisdom, old wisdom, men who have been there and done that, who don't mind pouring out to you. One has come today and to say that he's willing to do that, and I'm right there with him because I'm an old man too. We can help you in different areas. He's got journalism. I got music. We got the faith. We can help you. So if you really want to be helped, then there it is. This is Elevation Radio 1. And we, again, search for positive people doing positive work while serving a positive God. And if you follow what we're saying to you in wisdom, then you can be in one of these programs yourself, talking about your successful business. We have the faith in you. Do you have faith in yourself? Good God Almighty. There's a wife waiting for you, but she's got to see that you're going places and doing things. Be successful, man. Help your community, man. Get up on your feet, black man. Yeah. Always bet on black. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do, that you're not anything, that you will never evolve, because you are in superiority. So always, come on, I wish I had somebody help me. Always bet on black. In the name of God,
always.
God will help you and deliver you to the kingship of which you are supposed to be, because you were born to be it. That's what I'm talking about. Let me transfer this way. That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm talking about, yo. Mm. Which way you actually do have to make it so you understand it. You are somebody. And I want you to talk to me whenever you see me and say, hey, I heard that message. Always been on black, and I'm going to change my life. How can I do it? I'll help you. I got David's number in my pocket. Good God Almighty. Thank you so much, Sir David Murphy. Give me that website again.
Yes, it's www.nationalblackunitynews.com, or you can call 443-455-2373.
All right, this podcast will last forever in immortality, because that's what always been on black means. It never goes away.
Right. Amen.
We love you. Thank you, wife, for calling.
Yes, we love you, and nice talking with you, and thank you for talking with me and answering that question.
And I thank you both, because, like I say, it's an honor and a privilege just to be on these airways. Man, it's an honor and privilege to be anywhere in my age. But, you know, life is good, and it can be better. But, you know, we need each other, because I am you and you are me. Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
I like that. I like that. I am you and you are me. We're all black together.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I got to get off the air now so I can go get my hug from my wife. God bless you.
Yes.
www.elevationradio1.info. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.